Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are B'Siyata D'Shmaya, continuing our incredible journey through the mitzvah of Ve'ahavta Re'acha Kamocha, Baruch Hashem. We have already seen an iflos mitaretz Hashem, and we will continue to do so. Again, based on the Torah of Moreinu B'Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaGadol Mufla V'Amufla V'Harav Man Zatzal, למדנו בשיעור הקודם, למדנו את התוספות במסכת סנהדרין בדף מ"ה עמוד א', דיבר המעשר ברור לא מיסה יופו, you have to choose a good death to execute somebody who's chayev misa in the most humane way. So Tosis writes, יש מפרשים משום דלריך כמוך לא ישייך מחיים לחייך קודמים. That it says, L'rei, you have to love your neighbors, love yourself. But that's not Shaykh Mechaim, because your life comes first. Mimelo, the Gemara Darshan, Ve'af L'recha Kamocha, and La'achar Misa. And another Pshat in Taisus is, V'yesh Mepharshim, Du Mishum Dechsiv Bereshit, Dekolo Sikim Lositor, Lashanakim Ahinu Misa. It talks earlier about the Kama. So Mimelo, which is Misa, so here also, V'afterecha kamocha b'ola misyef. So we explain Pshat and Tosis to be, so various kashas, that since the aside of the mitzvah is a havo, Tosis was wondering if it also applies to Maisim. Because the yisod of mitzvah is the regish ahavo, is that feeling of love. So, from the fact that it says kamoicha, you see that referring to maisim as well, because in the world of maisim, when the person's alive, we say chayecha kodmin. When there's a conflict, we say chayecha kodmin. When there's no conflict, for example, in this case, when we're talking about Barolo Misa Yafa, so then we can say v'hafta re'acha kamocha, to do this ma'isa to make sure that he dies in the most humane way. So what Tosis is essentially proving is that this applies to ma'isim as well. Or nekima hainu misa, that it's also, it applies to ma'isim, it doesn't only apply to regesh ahava. So that was bothering Tosis, did it apply to ma'isim? You see that it does. And if taka, there's no conflict, even mechayim, you have to do the haftalah re'acha kamocha. But if there's a conflict, then your life comes first. But here, there's no conflict. In any case, there's no conflict. You would say that for you, you're employed the haftalah re'acha kamocha. Why? Because it applies to ma'isim as well. Not all. It applies to ma'isim as well, not only to feelings. And therefore, if there's a conflict in ma'isim, so then we don't say se'chayecha kodmin. But otherwise, it applies to ma'isim as well. Not only is there a mitzvah in Regesh, but there's also a mitzvah in Mais. So ma she siyamnu b'shiur hakodem. Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla b'biyur ha-rasag when Sesese Yotes, page 286, learns from Tosfos that the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, is only telling us how to kill Chayvim Mises Beis Din. And Rav Perla wonders from various sugyas that you see that it's just not true. Not like Tosfos, like he understands Tosfos to be saying. So he understands Tosfos saying that what's after Recha Kamoicha? Only when he's dead. You see from various sugyas it applies when the person's alive as well. So Ayin Sham, the Divrei Rav Perla, he says that it's only from a Kal V'Chomer, but not from the Iker Pasuk. The Iker Pasuk is talking about Misa, And then Kal v'chomer when he's alive. But it's not mashma like that. Mipashtus hasugyas. That's learned from a Kal v'chomer. It's mashma and pashtus that's pshat in the pasuk. So based on what we explain, the whole discussion in Tosfos is only if the pasuk is talking about chiyuv ahava kipshutai. Is it just to love? To have this regesh of ahava? Or is it more than that? Is it also talking about Meisim? That's the Nidon and Tosfos. And then there's going to be a tzivu of Brolo Misa Yafik because it applies to Meisim as well. So from the fact that the Gemara says Brolo Misa Yafik, it must be that it refers to Meisim as well, not only to a feeling, not only to Ava Kepshuto, what we call Ahava in our language. Rabbeinu Yoina in Sanhedrin writes, Ikaman demaksha. He says, in Ikaman demaksha, and we don't have the kasha in our print of the Rabbeinu Yoina. Yishlom Risha al korchuch b'chai gavne mishtoi ko, de b'chaim lo matzi lishtaui, de vadi chayiv koidman chayi chavero lakachu apirush, ve'af lerecha kamoicha, k'shem shetivro lecha misi yofi kach tivro loy, fima do alach sani lechavarech loy savid. So he learns, Tosis learns, Rabbeinu Yonah learns, that the Pasuk isn't talking about Mechaim, Mechaim Chayecha Kodman. Pshat in the Pasuk is, V'afterecha Kamoicha. What's the Kamoicha? Just like you want to die in the most humane way, so too, you do this for him. Because what's hateful unto you, don't do unto your friend. So you see that the Kamoicha means Meisim. Just like you would do a certain Meisim for yourself, you also have to do it for your friend. So again, you see, it's not only regesh kipshuto, like we saw in the Rambam's Lashon in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Reishavav, also in a letter, Mitzvah Shem, hopefully we'll get to. But it's also it also applies to Meisim. So the Yireim wants to know, what's the Kamoicha? What's Pshat in the Pasuk? When it says, Ve'avdol Arecha Kamoicha, like you. So in the first Teretz he writes, from the Maharsha, what's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. So that's kamoicha. What's kamoicha? What's to you hateful, don't do to your friend. This is the erste teretz. In the second teretz, zokt yireim, abidazur mimitz. In yinachir lamadu mikan shemetsuvim Yisrael lehov es chavreim, liyo is leiv toiv ze im ze, a good heart. Yochel akol, I might think you have to have a good heart with everybody. It says the pasuk kamoicha. What's meant this kamoicha? L're'acha shehu kamocha. Your friend who's like you. Shemachnis atzmoi bo'ol ha'shamayim ve'oyev mitzvahis kamoicha. He has to love mitzvahs like you. Again, the first pshat, kamoicha means what you would is what you, how much you have to do for him. How far do you have to go for him? Kamoicha, what you would do for yourself, you have to do for him. Dalechasani, what's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. That's the first pshat. The second pshat is if lereacha shu kamoicha, the kamoicha is going on the lereacha, not the afto. According to the first pshat, kamoicha, love him like you love yourself. Do for him, do for yourself. According to the second pshat, zok the yireim, that if he is avalim rasha mitzvah l'snoisa, if he's a rasha, you hate him. The reacha has to be kamoicha. He has to be like you. He has to love mitzvahs. Otherwise, there's no chiyuv of ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. According to the first pshat, there's a chiyuv of meisim. According to the second pshat, it doesn't say there's any chiyuv of meisim towards him. We're just defining who's the type of guy you love. And the answer is, he's kamocha, he keeps mitzvahs, he loves mitzvahs. He's not a rasha. If he's a rasha, he's out. So you see our koponim that from the Rishonim, you see from the Rabbeinu Yoina, who's going somehow relating to Tosfos, because he says B'chaim lo mishtoi. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that it's not talking about when he's alive; it's talking about when he's dead. He's alive chayecha koydman. So that sounds like Tosfos. And then he says, so then what must be the pshat? That in Meisim, that just like your boyer misa yafa for yourself, you're also going to be boyer for him. So it's a chiyuv of Meisim. That was what was bothering Tosfos. Is it Meisim or just regesh? And Tosfos is telling you that it's Meisim. And also the Yireim. Yireim also, in the first pshat, he's telling you it's Meisim. In the second pshat, he's saying, no, it's telling you what type of guy to love. But Akoponim, that could very well have been Tosfos' kasha, like we explained in the previous shir. He wants to know, is it a Chiyuv Pula or not a Chiyuv Pula? You can listen to that shir. So it would appear, Baruch Lefize, that now we have a mitzvah, Bahavas Hager. We have a mitzvah to love a convert. As Ein Perusho, it's not pshat that the same din, the same chiyuv of a hafta, klape Yisrael, we have klape Ager. Because Ager is a different mitzvah essay. Rather, pshat is that just like there's a chiyuv of a hava, because he's re'acha, why do you have to love him? You have to love him because he's re'acha, because he loves Torah and mitzvahs. He's a voile yid. He's an erlich yid. So that's why you love him. He's reach of Yisrael, eretz a yid, a shemer Torah mitzvahs yid. So there's also a chiyuv ahava bifnei atzma. There's an independent chiyuv ahava to love a ger because he's a ger. Like the Rambam says, because he's nichnas b'Torah seinu. Maron Rosh Yeshiva Rav Hudner Zatzal. It's a beautiful maimer in the Parad Yitzchok and Pesach, I think maimer Ches, where he talks about this, the difference between the loves, that if you think someone's a guy and you don't love him, so you're not over on an avera b'shegek, because pshat is that it's nothing. You're only chayav to love somebody if you think he's a Yisra. It's only because he's Jewish. So if you don't think he's Jewish, he's not even in the parasha. So you didn't do anything wrong by not loving him, because in your mind he's not even in the parasha. Now normally when you do an avera, it's because you're in the parasha and you did it wrong. But here you think he's a guy. And the whole mitzvah is to love him because he's Jewish. And you don't know that he's Jewish. There's no way for you how he's supposed to know he's Jewish. You don't know he's Jewish. It's only if you know somebody's Jewish, you have to love him. You're loving him because he's Jewish. But if you don't know that he's Jewish, you see stomach guy in the street and you don't love him, you don't know he's Jewish. Make it taste. So you didn't do anything wrong. You only have to love somebody because you know he's a Jew. And then you're chayav in ahava. It's because he's a Yisrael. And we see that v'afta l're'acha. Because he's your re'ah, he's your friend, as understood, we just saw by the Yireim. Because he's in the world of Torah and mitzvahs like you. That's why I have to love him. And by Iger, it's because he's, like the Rambam says, he's nechaz kan, tachaz kan fei Yashchina. The Rambam writes in the Yad, in the Chibur, and in the Tzesei Reish Zayin, he writes, B'nei shenichnas b'soy raseinu hoisi fokel aval avosri. V'yichad loy mitzvah neisefes k'moy she'osa b'asaras leitzonu. V'omer v'ger loisone gam nachem chayivim b'avosri mishu v'avto rech k'moch mishu v'avto mesekir. So there's an additional mitzvah. Because he was nichnas tachas kamfei Hashchina, he was nichnas b'tarasenu. Hoisif ava al avosri. So what's the Tosefes? The Tosefes is a different reason to love him. That's the Tosefes. In other words, you love him kamoy. It's not you might think pshat is that you love a ger more than you love a Jew. If you love a ger more than you love a Jew, yes, you have to love a ger more than you love yourself. A Jew is v'haft l'racha kamaycha. And a ger is more than that. Even though, again, we define what's pshat and kamaycha, could it really be kipshuta kamaycha? That's what we've been discussing in the previous year. But whatever the Jew, whatever the maximum chi of a Jew is, how could a ger be more? Are you expected to love a ger as mamish as you love much as you love yourself, or more than you love yourself? No. So the hoisif aval avosai, once heard a shir many years ago from Rabbi Rabbi that told the Rebbe Shlita, remember the yisod of the shir was that he wanted to say that you would think that you don't have to love a ger at all, because Etzim, he's got the goyish parents, he was really a guy, so he's sort of an outsider, you know, in a certain community, I'm not going to say which, they don't allow their girls and boys to marry gerim. Gerim are not allowed into the community. So you would think you don't have a mitzvah to love him like you love a fellow Jew. A fellow Jew was born in, and this guy is, you know, his father is an Irish Catholic, his mother is a Irish Catholic. All right, say that you'll be nice to him, but you won't. Not like a born Jew whose father was a Rav in Flatbush, his grandfather was a Holocaust survivor, and he was a Chveis in Altamira, whatever you want to. Well, Amiras weren't usually there, they were in Shanghai. In any event, the point is that you would think a Jew requires more love. So Kamash Mala, no, you're the ger is, you're equating him to the Jew, not more. That was the Mahalach of the Shir. I don't remember the details. But what Moreno Rabbeinu was saying here is that the Hesif Aba Lavaso means that you're loving him for a different reason. The Jew you're loving because he's Jewish. And the ger you're loving because he was nichnichnas b'tara seinu, because he accepted upon himself the yoke of heaven. So it's another, it's a taisev, it's in the sibas ahava, not in the power of the ahava. And this would appear in what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that he's medame teisefes mitzvahs ahavas hager, the teisefes yeshna bo'inoas hager. What does the Rambam say? Rambam says, v'yichad lo'y mitzvah nosefes k'moy she'osa ba'azhoras v'lo'y soinu. Don't afflict him. So just like by Ono there's an added mitzvah, here also there's an added mitzvah. There's a special love and an avid mipnei shu shofel ruach yosim in ager. So you see that That's why you have to be nice to an Eved. You can't afflict an Eved. You can't torture an Eved. Because he's a shuffle ruach, more than a ger. So you see that the reason that the ger, you have to be nice to the ger, you can't afflict the ger, is because of his shiftless. An Eved is more shuffled, there's an additional love. So that's as far as the union of oino. The oino, you're not allowed to afflict the ger because of his shiflus. It's like afflicting an eved, you're not allowed because of his shiflus, even more so. But what does that have to do with the mitzvah saseh? The mitzvah saseh isn't because of his shiflus. So what's the Rambam comparing the essay of avas hager to the loisa essay of afflicting a ger? Two completely different things. So based on what we said, the Rambam is coming to explain that just like the lav of Onas Ager is not a Tosefes lav al Oisem Maisa Isser, it's not a lav of any Jew I know. But rather, by Ger there's a Maisa Isser Bifnei Atzmai, Habame Oina Osoi, Boifen Sheishka Mitzius Acheres Shel Oino. It's a different category of Oino. Because it's like, no, of a shuffle b'yoyser, and therefore the Eved has another lav because he's shuffle b'yoyser. So we have another category of oino here, because he's shuffle b'yoyser. So wadin l'gabei chiyuv ahava. There's a chiyuv ahava, it's a different category. You love the Jew because he's a yid, And you love the ger because he was nichnas l'tarisein or nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. Chen l'mas she'amarnu, l'fi mas she'amarnu, nera yoter, can even maybe add on. But even though the yisod of the mitzvah is machas avos hamiyuched eslay, mishum meyosei ger, aval kevin shikaro klapei chiyuv shel pulus oviyipulos. So you're right, there's a special mitzvah loving because he's a ger. But the chiyuv is klapei pulos viyipulos. Chiyuv is because of his actions, is with actions. A certain way of acting towards a Jew or not acting, same thing with a ger. So that means that since there's a chiyuv of pu'ulos, within these pu'ulos have to be included, encapsulated, maisim vis-a-vis his gerus. Because again, when you're afflicting him, when one chas v'shalom afflicts a ger, so those are maisim against his gerus, because he's a shafel ruach, he's of a low spirit, and when you afflict him, you touching a very raw, sensitive nerve. So that's against his gerus. So it works both ways. In the lav, when you're working against the ger, when someone acts against the ger. So the reason there's a special lav is because he's of a low spirit, and therefore he's much more sensitive. And you're touching a raw nerve, so that's against his gerus. Just like when it comes to the mitzvah saseh, the positive pulis you're doing are also klapei his gerus. Because he was nichnas kachas kafei hashchina, and therefore he deserves this special treatment, this special love for that reason. In the Sefer Yad HaLevi, Loisesei Kuf Ayin, this is cited in the Sefer HaMavtech and the Rambam, in the Ma'adura of Reb Shabsei Frankel, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the beginning of Sefer HaYad. He asks, Shari Nichlahu B'mitzvahs Esei Shal Yisrael, what's the Rambam adding? It's the same mitzvah as the Jew. So what are you giving it a separate mitzvah for? Taka, the Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perlin, the Biur HaRasag, the Seif Esse Yutes, Kosa V'Kvar Nizbara, Tzleinu Darko Shel Hagoyin, etc. L'chein Lo Imona B'Zele Esse D'Vahavta L'Recha Kamoicha Shekolel Sahoch Akol Ezroch V'Ager V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha includes a ger and a regular Jew. V'Hishmit Esse D'Avis Ager Shel Obo L'Chazik V'Almo L'Hagdil Schor. The mitzvah Avis Ager is just to be mechazik, to increase the schar. There's no new mitzvah. But in the Rambam, it's not the Pshat, it's not even a Kash in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't hold its Lechazek, the Rambam doesn't hold its Lehagdil Aschar. These are two different categories, these are two different Chiyuv, and there's Ahavas Yisrael and there's Ahavas Ager. V'yesh lodun l'fi zeh, he discusses somebody who was born, who was not only born, but he was conceived in Kedusha. His parents are Gerim. He says maybe he's also included in the mitzvah's essay of Ahavas Hager, because he doesn't have Jewish relatives. Also, a Ben Shifcho is Mizgayer. someone who doesn't have Jewish relatives is going to be included in the mitzvah of Avos HaGer, even though he himself is in a ger. And the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Tov Lamed Aleph writes, Shad Kama Doris, for a few generations he's called a ger. So they Ayin Sham in the Minchas Chinuch Tov Lamed Aleph. Based on what we said, we can be mechalik between the essay of Avos HaGer and the Lois essay of Oinos HaGer. The Lois essay is totally nishiflus. And therefore we can say that if he doesn't have Jewish relatives, he's low. So you have to be, you can't afflict him, you can't torture him, you can't insult him. But the essay is on is because he was nichnas the Torah Seinu. So that only applies to somebody who actually converted. So it's interesting that the chinuch in mitzvah Tov Lamed Aleph, which is the mitzvah on Avos HaGer, he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadi Dalet, the Giyoira ad Asora Dore Leisevaze Armo Beape. That a ger until 10 Doris, you shouldn't be mevaze an Armenian, a guy in his presence. So it's mashma that the Isser is until 10 Doris. Till 10 dirhams, you can't afflict a year. But here he's talking about Avos HaGer. Sivu al darke achanina v'achemla, yisirim l'sa'ater b'chol midi nechon v'yikol l'mtzuchen b'ni ro'em, shish l'schasi l'mchatzav tovel l'shin yechum masu l'shvuchum mishpachtoi. In other words, if you look in the chinuch, you'll see that according to him, you have to love a year because of his shiflus. And you have to do chesed with him because of his shiflus. And then it's in the same gather as Oinos HaGer. So the chinuch equates between the two. So it's not because he entered into the Jewish people, but because he's low, that's why you have to love him. And therefore, taka, it's true. Until Asara Dairis, you can say, even in not only the person who actually converted, but even later generations, he also has the assay. If you hold the assays like the Ramban, because he was nichnas tachan klanfei hashchina, he accepted Judaism, so then in a chinami. It's only going to be the person who actually converted. But if you say that the mitzvah is because he's low, because he's all alone, it's because he's unfortunate, so then that would apply even to later generations, even somebody who's, you know, he's still an outsider for a while. You know, it would be an afkamini, have somebody who's, let's say, black, you know, and his great 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 grandfather converted, but still he walks into shul, and everybody is looking at him, and he's an outsider. Where did he come from? Is he a convert? Da 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 da. When did he convert? What's his story? No, mapitom. He went to the same yeshiva day school everyone else went to, and he went to the same yeshiva high school, and he went to Israel for the. But he walks into a shul, people don't know him. They think he's a ger. And therefore, they're not, you know, not always necessarily, they're going to treat him as an outsider. And he feels like an outsider. So if he still feels that shiflus, so that would be even for later generations. Again, if it's mitzat shiflus, if he feels shiflus, like the chinuch wants to say, say for a chinuch. Shenken, according to the Rambam, it's only the mitzvahs of his nechem there because you have to love him because nechas tachas kanfei hashchina, it's only in the first door. But you see, Al Kopanim, according to the Sefer Chinuch, it's because of his special matziv. Because he's in this low state. And according to the Rambam, it's because he joined the club. He was the Kabbal Torah. So you have to love him for that. It's interesting, the Sefer HaChinuch brings six mitzvahs tamidias at the beginning of the Sefer, brought in the Bir HaLach and Siman Aleph. What about the mitzvah of Av? Why doesn't he bring that? Why isn't v'ahavta recha kamocha? I think about that. I was thinking about that. When I was learning the sugya, I was walking down the street and I was mahara, like, this is a mitzvah to me, this. Every time you walk down the street, you see a Jew, you feel love for him, you get a mitzvah. So why isn't this included in the Shesh Mitzvahs Tamidios? Make it Sheva Mitzvahs Tamidios. So if you look in the Lashonis of the Chinuch, it's Resh Mem Gimel, Tov Lamed Aleph. He doesn't bring any Lashonis like the Rambam about loving him, Kipshuta. He only brings Lashonis of Maisim. Since it's Maisim, it's not a Mitzvah Tamidis. You don't always have the opportunity to do the Maisim. You always have the opportunity, Shesh Mitzvah Tamidis, Yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem. That's every second. But according to the Sefer HaChinuch, it's only a din in Maisim. And therefore, it's not included in the Mitzvah Tamidis. So brothers and sisters, we still have a road ahead of us. This is Mamish Gevaldik. This is like, I hope we don't lose any of our Olam Haba. This is so Olam Habadik. Olam Haba is a good zach, but learning Torah is the best zach. So please stay tuned, and hopefully we will see more niflos, yet more. So that's really, really exciting. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.